It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. The high school football regular season wrapped up last week, and Bishop Hartley knocked off St. Charles 46-7 to wrap up the Central Catholic League Championship. In other games, DeSales got the best of rival Waterson 41-7 in our CCL Game of the Week. Reedy beat Bexley 35-7. Newark Catholic fell to Northridge 26-22. And Fisher Catholic lost to Rosecrans 46-7. It's on to the playoffs for just two of the seven area Catholic high school football teams. In our CCL Game of the Week tonight, Bishop Hartley kicks off the D3 playoffs, welcoming New Philadelphia to Jack Ryan Field. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play immediately following the preview show at 7:30 right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. Also this evening, Reedy is on the road at Wheelersburg to open the Division 5 playoffs. Time for our first break. When we return, we'll talk with our color analyst Larry Wolf about the Sales win over Waterson last Friday and preview tonight's Hartley New Philly playoff matchup. Then we'll speak with the Sales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions wide receiver and safety Anthony Scironi. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes from Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better. During the Jeep Celebration event, save up to $9,000 on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee. Or celebrate Ram Power Days by taking up to $14,500 off a new 2017 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt brought you all the play-by-play last week as DeSales won its fifth straight over rival Waterson in our CCL Game of the Week. Larry joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, it was 7-7 after the first quarter, but the Stallions break it open with 28 second-quarter points. How was DeSales able to take this one over?
Well, the biggest play of the game was made by Ty Van Fossen. He intercepted a hook and lateral, and it could have gone for big yards for Waterson the other direction. And he intercepted the pitch and took it in for a touchdown, and that just broke Waterson's back. I think at that point it was 14-7, but Waterson was moving. And the next thing you know, it's 21-7, and then Waterson turned one over. And the next thing you know, it's 28-7, and the dam had broken, and Waterson was pretty much out of it. It was 35-7, I think, at halftime, and. And at that point, the DeSales defense isn't going to give up those kind of points to Waterson, and so the game was over. But, Waterson played hard, and they played long and hard. But in the end, DeSales just had too many athletes. And Ty Van Fossen was a difference maker for DeSales.
Larry, this is just the second time since 1989 that neither Waterson nor DeSales makes the postseason. How impressive is that stat?
That's ridiculous. That is. I mean, they have been a hallmark of what the Catholic League represents here in Central Ohio. They've done it with homegrown kids, good, tough kids from the east side and the west side of 71 up there. And, they've just been great football programs for so long, and so many state champions and so many regional finalists and Final Four visits. And they've been strong for years. And it's kind of sad not to see DeSales in this region, because I think that would have been a great shootout between DeSales and Hartley down the road, because I think they are the two best teams. But unfortunately for DeSales, they're not going to make it. But what a run for the CCL. I mean, since about 1983, the CCL's had somebody make a deep run in the playoffs almost every year. And that's pretty impressive for a 5- or 6-team league.
Sure is. We're speaking with our color analyst, Larry Wolf. Larry and Randy are at Jack Ryan Field for our CCO Game of the Week this evening as Hartley takes on New Philadelphia in round one of the Division III playoffs. As always, you can hear the game right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. Larry, the Hawks have won nine straight, seem to be playing their best football the past couple of weeks, and head coach Brad Birchfield always has this team peaking at the right time of the year, doesn't he?
He sure does. They've got a good formula for this thing. They get it on a roll early. They figure out who they are about games four, five, or six, and then they put the pedal to the metal. And one thing that Hartley teams have not done, they have not beaten themselves. They give themselves a chance to win every week. Now, sometimes you win, sometimes you don't, but they always seem to give themselves a chance. And that's the formula for success. Now, you can beat Hartley. You can do it. You're going to have to get some help. They're going to have to turn the ball over. Well, Hartley doesn't turn the ball over very often. They're going to have to make some mistakes. Well, they don't make a whole lot of mistakes. They have a low-risk kind of offense and a solid, you know, gut-wrenching kind of defense. And so they don't make a lot of mistakes. But you can beat them, but you're going to have to beat them because they're not going to beat themselves.
All righty, Larry. As always, thanks for taking time out from your pregame preparations. We look forward to hearing your call about 40 minutes from now.
Absolutely. Hey, and I got to give a shout-out to my Reedy boys. They're down on the river tonight trying to play at Wheelersburg, and that's going to be some uphill sledding for the Reedy boys. So good luck to the Silver Knights tonight.
Absolutely, and more on Reedy coming up later in the show. Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhart bring you the CCO Game of the Week as Hartley welcomes New Philadelphia to Jack Ryan Field tonight in round one of the Division III playoffs. You can hear it live right here on AM 820. And stay tuned after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Our own Ryan Baker and this week's sports editor, Lee Cochran, give you all the playoff scores, and they'll talk with the winning coaches from around the area. And you can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM820 Scoreboard and get all the scores on our website at AM820Scoreboard.com. DeSales wrapped up its seventh consecutive winning season with a 41-7 romp over rival Watterson last Friday in our CCL Game of the Week. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now on the preview show. And Ryan, not only your seventh consecutive winning season, but also your fifth straight win over Watterson. How much do those two streaks mean to you?
Well, I think winning against Watterson is always a big deal. That's something that is a big deal to our community. It's a big deal to their community. And, you know, it's a game that's has so much history and has so much tradition to it. And I know regardless of situations, I think both kids and both teams and both coaches and both communities look to that as a big game each and every year. So it was good to win it. You know, I mean, it's something that you try to win every year. That's kind of one of those games that, you know, that you define you a little bit and all those kind of things. So happy to win. Happy to win our last one.
Coach, after one quarter, the game was tied at seven, but Ty Van Fossen has two big touchdowns for you, and you guys scored 28 points in the second quarter to pull away. How were you able to gain the momentum there?
Well, I thought that we really settled in defensively and started putting our offense in good situations. Ty Van Fossen, I mentioned him, and he sort of took over. I mean, it was almost as if he wasn't going to be denied. He caught a pass in the flats and rumbled, I don't know, 50, 60 yards. I'm not sure exactly what it was. But he broke some tackles, reverse field. Then they tried a trick play, a hook and lateral play, and he got his hand on it and took it and went the distance again, breaking some tackles. Guys like Ty, who was in his final game and he knew it was probably was going to be, I thought he just played outstanding. Our guys played really hard, you know, as you would expect in the Watterson game. So we got a little lead there and then really kind of stepped on the gas. You know, we did not let them off the hook. We kind of kept pressing and had some fun in our final game.
Nice final game for Ty Van Fossen, too, as you mentioned, and now going on to Cincinnati, where he's going to play for another former Stallion in Luke Fickell, so that'll be fun to watch him in college. Now, your four losses this season to four teams that not only are in the postseason, but are probably going to go a long way in the playoffs, does it make it harder missing the postseason knowing that you had a good football team?
I think it does. I mean, when you look at it, we played more than 4X. I mean, we played some really good teams and beat a couple of them, but of the four we lost to, we needed, mathematically anyway, it looks like we needed to win one of those four, and all of them have a good chance of being in the state championship or maybe even winning it. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, when you play a tough schedule, which our program has done many times before, you walk a fine line, and the thing you preach to your kids, every game matters, every opportunity matters. Unfortunately, we couldn't get one that we needed, you know, when we needed it. But hey, you know, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, I think that's what makes the intensity and all those things so important.
Speaking with the sales head coach, Ryan Wiggins, the Stallions finished the year 6-4. Coach, you've had some guys in this senior class that have been making contributions to your program for 3 years now. What are you going to remember most about this group?
They were a good group. We had a tough road. I mean, again, when you talk about the schedule, we've had teams that won more football games, but maybe didn't have to face the same kind of adversity. Every team is different. Every team is unique. I thought our guys pressed on really hard and stayed the course and did what we asked them to do. It just wasn't quite enough. But good memories, good friendships, all those things. Our guys played, in my estimation, they played hard for DeSales each and every week, and that's what we asked.
All righty, Coach, as always, thanks so much for joining us, not only this evening, but all season long. And we wish you all the best in the offseason. Look forward to getting together again next fall.
Okay, thanks for all you guys do.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. One Stallion who rarely left the field this year was wide receiver and safety Anthony Cerrone. Our Ryan Baker caught up with Anthony earlier this week.
Anthony, a big 41-7 win over your rival Watterson in week 10 of the football season, wrapping up the 2017 season for you guys. How good did it feel to knock off Watterson last week?
It really felt great to beat Watterson. You know, it's just a big rivalry between us and them. We call it the backyard brawl, and just a great way to send off our seniors. After that loss against Wynn Woods, we were all kind of upset because we kind of knew we just didn't make the playoffs. But we still kept our heads up and knew we had Washington ahead of us. So just a great way to end off our season with a big win like that.
Anthony, it was a pretty close game early, but you guys scored 28 points in the second quarter to take control. How were you able to do that?
Well, at first we just figured the first drive kind of, the refs, we got a couple calls on us, and so we just figured that we were just hurting ourselves, so we figured we needed to just stay smart and stay together, and we'll just fix all that. And then our offense just got going with Brian and the offensive lineman and everything. And we just started rolling, and we just didn't let go.
Anthony, you guys finished the season 6-4, unfortunately missing out on the Division III playoffs. How hard is that to know that last week was your last game of the year?
It was pretty hard. Actually, my dad's with me right now, and we were actually just talking about that. He asked me, you know, like, what do you think about the season? And I said, I feel like it, I don't know, I feel like it should be going, still going on right now, because we just had a hard schedule, you know, and we just said we got to put it behind us and we got to accept it, because it was just hard because we just didn't really make the best of our chances, really, but we just got to put it behind us and just move on.
Talking about moving on, you guys, like yourself, have a lot of underclassmen that played a lot this year. Are you guys going to be able to use this season for fuel in the off season, get ready for next year?
Yeah, I do believe me, especially, and a lot of my friends, my junior friends, we did get a lot of experience this year, which helped us a lot. A little bit of the sophomores got a lot of experience. Next year, I hope we can take on the leadership roles that our seniors led us this year, and so I'm just hoping we can all step up and next year have a better year.
Well, Anthony, thanks a lot for this. Good luck in the off season and getting ready for next year.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks to DeSales wide receiver and safety Anthony Cerrone and our Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions wrap up the season at 6-4. When we come back, we'll talk with Watterson head coach Brian Kennedy and Eagles wide receiver and safety Casey Calhoun. Then we check in with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. We'll be right back.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Ryan Baker and Chris Higgins, I'm Douglas Sells. Bishop Watterson wrapped up the regular season last Friday with a 41-7 loss to DeSales in our CCL Game of the Week. You heard it right here on AM 820. Eagles head coach Brian Kennedy joins us now. And coach, the past few weeks, your team had really gained some momentum on offense, but DeSales holds you to just 7 points and 150 yards. What were they able to do defensively to slow your team down?
Well, they've got a ton of talent on the field, and, you know, we certainly didn't do ourselves any favors. I can't remember if we finished with 4 or 5 turnovers. We just lack of execution and combination of lack of execution on our part and just a really good defense resulted in 7 points.
Coach, you talked about the turnovers there. That's something that you've had trouble with most of the season. And again, you have those four last week. Is that something you can work on in the off season?
Well, we're sure going to try. You know, I think it's certainly focusing on it in during practice. But, you know, when you're talking off season, I think we just have to work on our mental toughness a little bit. It's hard to attribute because sometimes it was just fluky stuff. And so it's just we're going to do our best and make sure we try and cut those down next year.
Joined by first-year Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy, his Eagles wrap up the year at 2-8. What did you learn in your first season as a head coach, Brian?
Boy, I learned that I'm not a very good coach right now. It was a very humbling experience. There's a lot of things I've got to learn as a coach, a lot of things I've got to improve on. You've got to be flexible. You've got to figure out what your team does well, what they don't do well, and you really have got to make sure that that's what you focus on.
Coach, we've talked a lot of, throughout the season about you guys playing the toughest schedule in the state in Division III, and although it didn't result in a lot of wins this year, how can it help you in the future?
Well, you know, certainly our kids learned to play that they can, you know, go up against just about anybody in the state. I think what it does for us in the future with the underclassmen is, you know, they were able to see, you know, kind of the right way to do things, the wrong way to do things at times against these really good teams. And they certainly learned that, hey, if we're playing a top-level Division I team, we can't make a bunch of mistakes and hope to compete with them.
Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us all season long, Coach. You've been a class act, and we're looking forward to you doing some good things at Waterson and getting back together with you next season.
Fellas, you guys, it's been a blast every single week. I appreciate you taking the time, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next year.
Sounds great. Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy, one of the Eagles' leaders this season was senior wide receiver and safety Casey Calhoun, who spoke with our Ryan Baker last night.
Casey, a tough 41-7 loss to your rival DeSales last week, a game that you guys played them pretty close in every quarter but the second quarter. You got off to a good start there, tied at 7 after one quarter. What did you guys do well early, and then how were you not able to continue that there in the second quarter?
We kept our heads in the game the first quarter. We didn't let any expectations get us out of our mindset or focus, and we drove down there after some penalties, and we drove down there after they scored, and we were competing. And then once one thing went bad, we just started falling apart. I think we had 3 or 4 fumbles throughout the game, which I can't remember the last time we had more than one. So we were playing how we usually do the first quarter, and then it looked like a different team out there.
Casey, obviously not the season you guys wanted to have finishing the year 2-8, but you guys played the toughest schedule in Division III in the state of Ohio. Looking back now, just how tough was the schedule that you guys had?
I mean, I was talking to Coach K this afternoon, and he said our opponent's record totaled to be like 60-something to 30. And he said, I think there is only one team in our region who made the playoffs with a positive opponent record, which to me, it doesn't really matter. We should win our games, but it's interesting to see who we're playing against versus other people and how that all goes in effect to our playoff chances. In the end, we should win our games, and that's all you can ask for.
Casey, you're a senior this year on this Waterson team. What are you going to remember most about your time as an Eagle?
I think just the overall family aspect of Waterson football. We've got alumni sending us text messages before the sales game and sending tweets out to us. And we had a senior family dinner before the sales game, even though we'd trade everything to play one more quarter or one more down of football. I think the thing we'll miss most is strapping it up and trusting your brothers next to you and just having a bunch of fun.
Well, Casey, it's been fun to watch you the last couple years grow as a player and a leader out at practice for Waterson, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our thanks to Bishop Waterson senior Casey Calhoun for that. The Eagles wrap up the season with a record of 2-8. Fisher Catholic found out last week that they'd have to forfeit their four wins for the use of an ineligible player. Then they had to go out and play a tough Rosecrans team and lost 46-7. Irish head coach Doug Miller joins us now on the preview show. And coach, when exactly did you find out that you'd have to forfeit those wins? And after finding that out, how difficult was it for your guys to go out and play that final game against Rosecrans?
Oh, great question. We actually found out Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m. And I had to tell you, it was devastating to the team. We had prepared so hard all week and played a great Harvest Prep team the week before, real tough in the first half. So we were really confident in our game plan, and we thought we could compete real well with Rosecrans. And our kids, when they found out Thursday, they came out flat Friday night.
Talking with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. Unfortunately, his Irish go 0-10 on this year in his first year at the school. But, coach, even though that's what the record book says, there were a lot of positives for your team this season. How can you build off of that moving forward?
Well, we're going to continue to build. We've got to remember, we're a very young football team. We're not graduating that many starters, very, very young. And as we lost a couple of real good kids that we'll get back next year to injury. So, again, we'll build off of the enthusiasm. And although they took four games away from us that were victories, hey, those were four big wins for our kids. And our kids know, you know, they know the facts that they compiled a four-game win streak there and competed for an MSL championship against Harvest Prep. Now, unfortunately, the ball did not bounce our way this year. And, you know, and that's the way it is. It's football, it's sports, and it's high school football. But, you know, I'm real proud of our school in the sense that we self-reported ourselves for finding the violation, and I can't knock our school. That's just being above board and honest.
Coach, what did you learn during your first season at Fisher?
I tell you, I did learn this, that the kids that I'm coaching are tough as nails. They really want to be competitive, and they're so starved. They're so starved to learn the game of football that we worked so hard this year to drive the football IQ, and it's really a pleasure as a coach not only to be able to coach kids that want to get better, but that did get better every single week.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate you joining us this week. Obviously, you came in there in your first year, almost doubled the roster. We, like you, are optimistic about the future of Fisher Catholic football, and we really appreciate you joining us all season long here on the preview show.
Fellas, thank you, and I look forward to talking to you next season.
Absolutely. First-year Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. Coming up next on the preview show, we'll talk with St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby and Cardinals quarterback Brooks McCann. Then we'll catch up with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. Stay with us.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. St. Charles wrapped up a tough season with a 46-7 loss to two-time defending state champion Hartley last Friday night. Cardinals head coach Bob Jacoby joins us now on the preview show. And coach, last week you told us you thought Hartley was the best team in Central Ohio in any division. I'm guessing you still feel that way.
Oh, I sure do. Yeah, and I think they're going to go very far in the playoffs. You know, obviously you got to have a little luck along the way, but I think they're going to do a great job.
Speaking with St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby, as Cardinals finished the year with a record of 1-9. Coach, your team this season faced a ton of adversity, injuries, suspensions, and a forfeit. Have you ever had a season like this in your coaching career?
No, at least I think I would remember if I did. But, you know, it's not really something that's on me. I feel bad for our kids because they worked hard and they kept a positive attitude. And, you know, we did a lot of good things in the season that the average person might not know. And we played a tough schedule. So I thought there were a lot of good things that were just hidden. And I'm proud of our kids for keeping that attitude all along the way.
Coach, with the injuries and suspensions, you're able to get some guys some game experience that might not have had that chance. How does that help you moving forward?
Well, you know, you don't know if it's ever going to really help you. I think winning helps because it gets your kids to start believing and stuff, and we weren't able to accomplish that. But we did get some game experience, so from that standpoint, some of the guys are going to feel more comfortable. You know, I talked to one of the kids, and he said, you know, it wasn't as big of a deal as he thought originally because it felt like going in a JV game or practice. So, you know, there is a mental thing that you got to get over when you play in your first game, and some of those kids got that opportunity.
Coach, this was your second year with this senior group. What does this class mean to you?
Well, I'll tell you what, they were a lot of fun, and every single one of them was able to contribute to what we were doing. And, you know, I'm just sad that they, first of all, are graduating, and secondly, that we didn't have a little more success because they really were committed to what we were trying to do.
Well, Bob, we know you're only in year two of building that program at St. Charles. We look forward to good things ahead for you and the Cardinals, and we very much appreciate you taking the time out each and every week to join us on the Preview Show. Best of luck in the off season, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next season.
Well, thank you very much, and I'd just like to wish Hartley and Reedy good luck in the playoffs and go all the way. Thank you.
Absolutely. Class act. St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Cardinals quarterback Brooks McCann earlier this week.
Brooks, you guys are coming off a 46-7 season-ending loss to Hartley, a game where you guys only totaled 117 yards. Was it more of what they were doing, or is it just a lack of execution on your guys' part?
I'd say it was more of what they were doing. I mean, Hartley's a really good team. They have a lot of good athletes, all good players, and they have a good game plan. I mean, they shut us down. They outplayed us. They're back-to-back state champions, and they're looking for another one this year in D3, so they're looking pretty good doing it. So they just did really well that night. They had a good game plan, and they just outperformed us.
Speaking of game plans, throughout the year you've been throwing the ball pretty well. You only attempted two passes. Was that part of your guys' game plan, or was that you guys fell in the hole early and just kind of went with the running game? Or
I would say it was a little bit of both. I mean, we thought that there were some things that we could have done running the ball, and then at the beginning it worked a little bit. We were just, you know, having some penalties here and there, a couple mistakes, so we were trying to stick with it. And then we saw, I mean, the game started getting out of hand, and we didn't really want to risk any unnecessary turnovers if we could. So we just kind of stuck with the running game.
So you guys finished the season 1-9, not really the season you wanted to have as your last season. Overall, as a player, though, your passing game really progressed as the season went on. You guys got a lot better. How do you feel you progressed as a player throughout your senior year?
I think I progressed pretty well, if I had to say so. I mean, last year, I didn't have any passing touchdowns. You know, it was a pretty lackluster year as a quarterback. But this year, I came out, and I think I had 7 or 8 touchdown passes this year, passing the ball a lot better. And I think the coaches helped put me in a good position to do that this year with the play calling, the coaching, and I think I progressed pretty well.
So as the season comes to an end and your overall career, what's your favorite memory or your lasting memory going to be at your time at St. Charles?
Definitely the water game my junior year. I mean, being down 7-0 with a minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever it was, on that last drive, driving the length of the field, scoring with 10 seconds left, and then going into overtime and winning that game, that was real special for me and everybody else on the team.
Well, Brooks, good luck to you on whatever you decide to do in your future.
Awesome. Thank you.
Our thanks to St. Charles quarterback Brooks McCann and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals wrapping up the season at 1-9. Newark Catholic lost its regular season finale 26-22 to Northridge last Friday. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now. And coach, how are the Vikings able to come away with what was their first win ever against Newark Catholic?
It was a very tough game. It was a well-played game by them. We honestly played okay. You know, came out of coverage on a critical 3rd and 12 on that last drive, which just inexcusable. And, you know, they made a great play and kept their drive alive and scored basically on the last play of the game to win. But we've watched them build that thing about the last 6 years. Their new coach has kept the momentum and just a good, hard-fought game and just a very tough one. But I can tell you this, our resolve is as steely as ever. And we're as ready as ever to regroup and prepare and go after 2018.
Talking with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, his Green Wave wrapping up the season at 3-7. Coach, you have 14 seniors who played their last game last week, but those guys leave with the memory of going all the way to the state semifinals last season. What will you remember most about this class?
You know, they were fun in the classroom, just smart, respectful, very dedicated football players. I wish I could get them to talk a little bit more, you know, just real quiet, good students of the game. I told them, all these years we've coached and we've played, they need to keep their heads very high and know that they're part of the cream of the crop of our program, that you know, when you get done, you've made some sacrifice, you've made some commitment, and these guys hold their heads up high with pride.
Coach, you're going to have a lot of experience returning next year. Your top three receivers were all juniors this season. You've got five juniors and two sophomores returning on the lines, and sophomore Derek Hawk was very big for you guys this season. How exciting is it knowing that you have that depth coming back?
You know, you mentioned Derek Hawk and the sophomores. I mean, there were, I think, at some point, five sophomores that started. So, yeah, we've got a good nucleus. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, it'll – you know, we'll have an even increased steely resolve, and, you know, we'll evaluate that much harder and inspire that much more and work that much harder. And that's what makes it fun. That's special to, you know, get to just lay it on the line and prepare with such a good group at such a special little school.
All righty, Coach. Well, as always, thanks for taking the time, not only tonight, but all season long, to join us here on the Football Preview Show. We've really enjoyed checking in with you each week, and we'll look forward to doing it again next season.
My biggest congratulations to all the folks that made the playoffs, and wish them the best, and hoping that they have just a wonderful extended season.
All righty. Great sentiment. Thanks, Coach. Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, the Green Wave, wrap up with a record of 3-7. When we come back, we'll talk playoffs with Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knights lineman Charles Amame. Then we'll check in with Hartley head man Brad Birchfield and Hartley linebacker Winston Amakwa. That's straight ahead on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Bishop Reedy beat Bexley 35-7 last Thursday night to wrap up a 7-3 regular season and clinch a berth in the Division 5 playoffs. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now. And coach, your offense gained 488 yards against Bexley, 343 of those yards on the ground, three rushing TDs, two passing scores. Was that the best overall game offensively for your team this season?
Yeah, it was. I think what made it the best game was we threw the ball very well. I think we had 140-some yards in the air, and our percentage of completions was good. So it was our best overall offensive output for sure.
Joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross, as we said, his Silver Knights opening Division 5 playoff action tonight, and their reward for getting into the postseason, heading to undefeated Wheelersburg tonight. The Pirates scoring 46 points a game. They're giving up less than 8 points a game. They've won all their games by at least 24 points. Just how good is this Wheelersburg team, Coach?
They're as good as advertised. Offensively, they have a lot of skilled guys. They have four receivers, five receivers that they throw the ball to. They're more of a passing team than a running team, without a doubt. They got a big 6'6" wide receiver that he runs well. He runs good patterns. He catches the ball. And yeah, they're a handful on offense, and then defensively, like you said, they give up about 8 points a game, and they're not overly big, but they're very physical, and they run to the football. They're well coached on both sides of the ball.
Coach, you talk about them being a spread team. They like to throw it down the field vertically. They've got the big 6'6" Tanner Holden. Have you played an offense like that at all this season?
The closest thing to them would have been Columbus Academy. That would have been the closest thing. They have, you know, they have the skilled guys at the wide receiver, and they got a skilled running back, but we haven't played anybody that had the quarterback like this young man. This guy can throw the football downfield. He can throw from the right hash. He can throw from the right hash all the way to the bottom of the numbers on the other side of the field on a rope. Just really solid. He makes the whole offense go. He makes great decisions, and he spreads the ball around. He gives it to all the different receivers. He's a heck of a quarterback. Kind of reminds me of a Nathan Poole that I coached one time at Grove City High School. He's that good.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for checking in with us. Good luck tonight against Wheelersburg.
Thank you so much.
Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. The Silver Knights will need to get some pressure on that quarterback tonight to slow down the Wheelersburg offense. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Reedy lineman Charles Amame at practice this week.
Charles, you guys are coming off 35-7 win over Bexley, a game where your running back ran for over 240 yards. As an offensive lineman, it has to give you guys a very big sense of pride when you have a runner that goes over 200 yards.
Yeah, yes, it does. It means that we were able to make those yards for him. He can't do it all by himself. He has to rely on us to get most of the yards. He'll make some by himself because Jack's a pretty good dude. But, yeah, so I think we did a pretty good job.
Your opponent here in week one, it's number one seed Wheelersburg. A lot like last year where you guys had to travel down south to take on the number one seed. Last year you guys were successful. This year it's a perennial power you're taking on. They're 10-0. They're coming off a win against Portsmouth West 41-7 to finish their undefeated regular season. Tell me what you know about Wheelersburg and the things they do offensively and defensively, the things you think you can have success against.
To start off, I think they have a pretty good booster, which is their home field. They have a really good atmosphere. Their fans get them loud and ready to play. So we're going to have to, with our fans that we got and our players, we're going to have to bring it all and give all we got to if we want to beat a team like that.
Now, they run a spread offense. They got a big receiver, 6'6", Tanner Holden. They like to throw it around the field. What's kind of the game plan to slow them down defensively, or is it establish your guys' running game to keep them off the field?
We're definitely going to have to have more of a time of possession, but then on defense, we just got to play hard, run to the ball similar to what they do. To stop that 6'6" dude, we're just going to have to get them unlocked for real with the pass rush, and so the quarterback doesn't have enough time to throw the ball. Like, it all starts up front, especially on this game, trenches.
You start the season off, bad loss to Academy. How pleased are you guys with the end of the season, making the playoffs, proving a lot of people wrong, really, around the area?
Really, our motivation was those people that didn't believe of us. It was really just adversity that losing that first game, people thought, oh, Reedy's not going to be good. And once we heard that, we were just like, we got to prove these people wrong, and then we just started clicking.
Well, good luck this week down there at Wheelersburg. Hopefully I'll be talking to you again.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Our thanks to Bishop Reedy lineman Charles Amame and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights traveling to Wheelersburg tonight in round one of the Division V playoffs. Bishop Hartley wraps up the year on a 9-game winning streak, beating St. Charles 46-7 last Friday night. The Hawks moving on to the postseason with a record of 9-1 in Division III. Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now. And, Coach, it was senior night, the Central Catholic League title on the line, and you were looking to clinch a home playoff game. How fun was it at Jack Ryan Field last week?
It was a lot of fun. We really appreciated the environment. Our students came out. Obviously it was senior night, so that we celebrated our great senior class, and we had our feeder school teams there, and we had a lot of fun with them at halftime. It was a great night. It's always good to beat St. Charles, always good to win the Central Catholic League.
Coach, you mentioned that you the outright Central Catholic League champions. You guys passed out T-shirts on the field after the game. How good did that feel?
Yeah, it's awesome. We really look forward to that. I think that, we want to try to make our program as big time as it can be and let the kids feel like that. And just like the NFL teams or the college football teams, when they win something, they want the gear. They want to appreciate all the hard work they did and seeing the fruits of their labor. And they deserve to celebrate that.
We're joined by Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. His Hawks hosting New Philadelphia tonight in round one of the Division III playoffs. It's our CCO Game of the Week, live immediately following the preview show right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. What can you tell us about the Quakers, Coach?
Well, they've won 9 football games just like we have. They had a huge victory last week over Dover, their rival. And we really thought Dover had a great football team and expected to see them somewhere in the playoffs if we all got that far. They score a ton of points. They're led by a sophomore quarterback who's outstanding. They have a tremendous sophomore class. They could start 4 or 5 of them throughout their lineup. But really well coached, and obviously they beat St. Charles earlier in the season. So were able to kind of sneak a peek of that early in the year. This is a good football team that's gained a lot of confidence. They're going to come over here and expect to win.
Coach, all year long, you've said that your team was going to get better, and each week it has, and you guys have been playing really well here down the stretch. How much better do you think you can be?
Good question. I don't know exactly how good we can be, but it's fun to find out. I'm really impressed and happy with how well we're practicing. You know, that this week, practice was, monsoon for a couple of those days. And I wonder, teams across the state, how well they practiced. Man, we practiced really, really well. You know, we were efficient with the ball. We didn't have silly mistakes. Our focus was great. The kids seemed to be understanding what they're trying to do as an opponent and how to kind of combat that. I was really happy with that. Now, you know, I've seen weeks where we practiced great and didn't play well. I've seen weeks where we practiced terrible and played well. Who knows what it means, but I know it means we're pretty happy during the week.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for taking time out from your pregame preparations. Good luck tonight against New Philadelphia in round one of the playoffs.
You got it. Thank you.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. As always, the Hawks have a ton of talent all over the field. One of them is starting linebacker Winston Amakwa, who spoke with our Ryan Baker this week at practice.
Winston, you guys wrap up the regular season last week with a big 46-7 win over St. Charles. You guys get the CCL title. It was senior night. How was the atmosphere last Friday out here at Jack Ryan Field?
It was great, man. We did so much for the seniors. For me, we've gone through so much. And just bringing back CCL title after 4 years, it feels great.
You guys move on. It's the playoffs this week, taking on New Philadelphia. You guys are on that 9-game winning streak, but probably playing your best football of the season here down the stretch. How good does it feel to be rolling like that as you guys head into the postseason?
Well, I mean, it gives us so much momentum, and how we have gelled over the season really shows. And the sophomores stepped up, the juniors have showed that they can take it, and the seniors are doing like what they've done in the last couple of years. And we just got to show it to the rest of the people.
You guys obviously back-to-back state titles here at Hartley, 7 straight trips to the regional finals, but you move up to Division III this year. Do you guys feel like you have something to prove?
It's definitely a lot tougher than last year, but we do think that we have this chance. And honestly, we've seen the other teams, and we think we're a lot more gelled together, and we've come together a lot more because we've gone through so much trouble and adversity.
And we mentioned New Philadelphia, the opponent out here at Jack Ryan Field this week. We talked about your guys' playoff pedigree, but this is their 7th straight playoff appearance as well. What are you guys going to have to do to get this win Friday?
They're definitely going to be a tough challenge, and we don't want to underestimate anyone. And if they made it to the playoff, they obviously have something good to bring, so we have to be at our best at any point in time in the game.
Well, Winston, thanks a lot for this. Let's get back to practice. Good luck this week, though, in the playoffs against New Philadelphia.
Thank you for having me.
Our thanks to Hartley linebacker Winston Amakwa and our Ryan Baker for that. The Hawks open up round one of the Division III playoffs tonight, hosting New Philadelphia in our CCL Game of the Week, live right here on AM 820, immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now's the time to get into a 2017 Ford F-150 and save $13,033 off MSRP. Or get $5,000 off a new 2017 Ford Escape. Plus 0 for 72 months plus $1,000 off on a 2017 Ford Fusion. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
Hard to believe, but the high school football postseason is already here. 2 Central Ohio Catholic teams are in action tonight. In Division 5, Bishop Reedy is on the road at undefeated Wheelersburg. And in our CCL Game of the Week, Hartley begins its Division 3 playoff journey, hosting New Philadelphia. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf are at Jack Ryan Field, getting ready to bring you the call just a couple of minutes from now here on AM 820. And don't forget, after the game, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran will give you all the playoff scores from around the state and talk with the winning Central Ohio coaches. If you have a score, tweet it to us at AM820Scoreboard and check out our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valente and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.